It's our privilege today to have with us Larry Owens. He and his wife, Ruth, went to the mission field of Argentina in 1987, serving the Lord together for 32 years, and she went to be with the Lord last year. And he's been serving on the field with his son, Caleb. And Caleb is now going into college and will be at Pensacola Christian College as a freshman this fall. And so we look forward to hearing Brother Larry as he shares a little bit about the work there in Argentina and about what the Lord has called him to do. So Brother Larry, would you come? Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, Pastor, thanks for letting us stay in your prophet's chamber. It's a real blessing. Appreciate that so much. And I thank the pastor so much for the opportunity to be here with you this morning. And I'd like to speak to you this morning. I just wrote this up this morning, and the Lord put it on my heart. Psalm 142, please, verse 3. Although I've spoken from this passage before, but the Lord put it on my heart to speak about it this morning. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path, and the way wherein I walked have they privately laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. You know, David, he's in a cave there, and he's being, Saul's trying to kill him. He's running for his life, and nobody cares about him. Nobody cares about him. You know, they've forsaken him. They don't care about him because he's not a wanted person, so to speak, at this time. But let's have a word of prayer before we start this morning, huh? Lord, thank you so much for these dear folks that are here this morning. And I pray that you'd fill me with your spirit, use me to be a blessing. They didn't come to hear me. They didn't come to hear a man. They came to hear from you. And Lord, I pray that you'd use me, this unworthy vessel, to be a blessing. And speak through me this morning, I pray that I could be a blessing this morning. In your name we pray, amen. Well, I would like to. We all know this, but so many people in all the world, nobody cares about them. So many villages, so many towns, so many cities, where there's not a gospel preaching church. They don't hear the plan of salvation. And this is a terrible thing, folks. And the people could come up this morning, if they could come up and they'd say, nobody cares for me. Nobody has ever come by and talked to me. I don't have a church like your church. I don't have a church where I live. And so, what can we do for these people? You know, we've been given the Great Commission. You know, I think we should be consumed with this vision of the Great Commission that everybody could hear the Word of God. Amen? Everybody could at least hear a testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look over in Jeremiah chapter 8, will you please, this morning? Jeremiah chapter 8. It's sad to me that in Argentina, there's so many places where I live, they don't know about salvation by grace through faith. They don't understand. They've never heard. And their testimony would be like Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 20. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. How many people in Argentina, how many people in the world would say that the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and I'm not saved? You know, I'm not saved, I'm not saved, they would say, because nobody, I have no idea what you're talking about. Come on forward, give your testimony. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. You know, it breaks my heart that I wonder how in heaven we'll probably know how many people were called to be a missionary and didn't go. How many people could have done more for missions? Why are we not consumed for souls, folks, for the souls of men that are going to hell? That should be our consuming passion. And, we went to this city, San Miguel de Tucumán. I didn't know anybody, no fundamental, no church of like faith for 8 hours from where we live. 8 hours drive. There was nobody. But I'll have to tell you this morning, and I say this, I wish it wasn't true, but we can go up in the in places in remote areas. There's not even a Catholic church. There's not any Bible preaching. The Jehovah Witnesses are there. The Jehovah Witnesses have already been there. And that's saddening to me. And I'm speaking to myself this morning. You know, why haven't we started more churches in Argentina? Why haven't we won more people to Christ there? Lazarus died, and the people are weeping, and the Bible, you know that famous Bible memorization verse, Jesus wept? The one we all know, right? And then these Jews that hated him, these Jews that hated Jesus, you know, they couldn't say a good word about him, said, behold how he loved him. Behold how he loved him. And I wonder, folks, this morning, do I love souls? Do I have a compassion, a love for souls? Would someone come up to me and say, behold, look at that Larry, that's my name, Larry. Look at Larry over there. He loves souls. He loves people. Would they say that about me? I wonder if they would. Would they say that about you? So many people that nobody cares about. The society doesn't care about them. Their family doesn't care about them. Nobody cares about them. And I believe there's a lot of people, even in your area, all over the world. They look in their four walls, and they have nobody, not even their family, that cares about them. And do you know we have a debt to pay, folks? We have a debt to pay. Because somebody cared for me. Somebody cared for you. Amen? How many would say somebody came to my house? Or somebody, maybe it was a mother or father. Maybe it was somebody that went by your house and told you about Christ. But somebody cared for me. Could you say that? Could you raise your hand and say somebody cared for me? There it is, folks. Somebody cared for me. Now I have a debt to pay. I have a debt to pay because look at Romans chapter 13. The Bible says in verse 8, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Did you know that I have a debt to pay? To love other people, like somebody loved me and cared for me. Somebody told me about Christ, and praise the Lord, I heard about Jesus Christ. Somebody told me, and I'd just like to give my testimony. I have a very, very different testimony, but I give it sometimes in different places, but my father was Jewish, and my mother was not. And it was a relationship out of they were both married, so it wasn't a relationship that was wanted. I mean, was convenient for either one. And so they were going to have an abortion. And you know, if abortion was legal, I wouldn't be here today, I guarantee you. Because that was back in a long time ago, and they needed $100. She needed $100 to get the abortion. So she called, and that was in California, in Los Angeles, I believe. So the call back to Illinois for the $100, her sister, and said, could you send me $100? And my dad, which was not my real father, but my father that adopted me, Owens, he said, don't do that. Don't do that. We'll pay for you. Back then it was a lot of money, you know, compared to salaries, not like today. We'll pay you to fly, we'll fly you out. Illinois, you can have the kid and we'll adopt him at birth. And so somebody cared for me, amen, folks? When I couldn't care for myself, you know, there I was going to be a statistic, but somebody cared for me. And that touches my heart, and it says to me that I have to care for other people, just like somebody cared for me. And not only then, but my family that raised me, they divorced. And I basically just come from a broken family. But some people from the church came by and talked to me. And my dad started taking me to church. And there I got saved at the East Park Baptist Church in Decatur, Illinois. And so I'm so thankful that this morning I can tell you that somebody cared for me. And I'd like to ask you this morning, I would like to ask the Lord to put on your heart the desire to care for other people, to love them and to bring them to Christ. What would be the saddest verse in the Bible, folks, for you? Does a verse pop up in your mind? What would be the saddest verse that comes to your mind? Well, I was thinking about the verse in, remember the pool of Bethesda, where they, when the water was moved, and they put people in there and they were healed. And that guy was laying there 38 years, you know, and 38 years sick, and Jesus came and said, what would you have me to do? What's going on? He says, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. I can just imagine, I could be wrong, but I can imagine that he was laying there. And when the water was troubled, he would scream, put me in the pool, put me in the pool. Nobody, get out of my way, and put somebody else in there. Get out of my way. I have no man when the water's troubled to put me in the pool. And there's a lot of people in Argentina, there's a lot of people all over the world that need Jesus Christ, and they've never heard. And I think that we can do a lot more for these people. Amen, folks? I think we can pray more, we can give more. Maybe God will call you. God will put on your heart. Because, you know, there's fewer and fewer and fewer missionaries going out. And a lot of times there's just a bunch of old missionaries. And I think about that song that's been sung a lot. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Is it nothing to you that lost sinners will die? We are lost and in sin, what shall we do? Is it nothing? Is it nothing to you? You could think in your heart, if it really doesn't affect you. You know, my mother, when she was, when I was young there, she was raising me. And, you know, when they'd come up with, on the TV, things she didn't want to see, you know, like people, like babies bloated, starving to death or something, like, turn that off, I don't want to see that. And sometimes we just want to turn the channel off, right? Because we live in our own bubble, and we don't want to get outside of the safety zone, you know? But how about asking God to give you compassion for people all over the world, and even people in the area here without Christ? The Bible says in Lamentations of Jeremiah chapter 1, and verse 12, is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold, and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. Do you know Jerusalem was destroyed, just in ruins? They had destroyed the city of Jerusalem. And people would pass by like it was nothing. And, you know, I could say honestly, because when you come up to a stoplight there, all these kids come by in Argentina and they wash your windows. And the really poor drug addicts come, could you give me some money? And this phenomenon, I'm surprised when I come back to the United States. I'm starting to see it in the United States now. People with signs, could you give me something to eat? Makes me think like I'm in a third world country. That's what I see all the time in these third world countries. But I was gonna say, you know, when I first would get there, these kids and everything, would break my heart, but you know, you get used to it. And then it doesn't affect you anymore. It's like you can get used to it, and it doesn't faze you. It doesn't do anything to you anymore. And I think that's what happens to us many times, because you can see it on TV or you can hear about it. But then it doesn't affect us anymore. It doesn't do anything to us. Would the desire of your heart this morning be that souls would be saved? Would that be the desire of your heart? Think about it this morning. The desire of my heart would be that souls would be saved, Lord. Lost soul. Look over in Psalm 126. We have a promise. You know, people have gotten harder in the States. And I noticed when I was a kid, when I was a young man, we used to go out soul winning, and the people would be more open. And when I got to Argentina, the people were more open than they are now. You know, now we have to really work, and it's hard to see people get. Would it be materialism? Would it be apostasy of the end time? Would it be the sin? But you know, we have this verse encourages me, because you know it gives us a promise that we can win souls. The Bible says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bring his sheaves with him. You see that factor there? We got the Word of God. We can be filled with the Holy Spirit. We've got such mighty weapons at our disposal. Amen, folks? People can be saved, even the hardest of the hard. But one of the factors that people, and this is a promise, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. It doesn't say they might, they could, shall reap in joy. And the Bible says, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again. Doesn't say they might, they could. Shall doubtless come again. Listen, folks. If you love people, and the Lord puts compassion in your heart, you're going to win people to Jesus Christ. Amen? You will win people to Christ. And those tears, to me, represent love. They represent a broken heart. They represent loving people. And Romans chapter 5, verse 5 says, the love of Christ is shed abroad in our hearts. Amen? Is the love of Christ shed abroad in your heart? Christ puts his love in us, and then we love people. Amen? Then we love people. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 15, rejoice with them that rejoice, and weep with them that weep. And, you know, when we see people suffering, it should touch our hearts. What does that mean, folks, when it says weep with them that weep? You know, when my wife passed away, I was heartbroken. And just like I'm sure many of you have gone through heartbreak also. But I've never felt sorrow like that in my whole life. I mean, it was unbelievable sorrow. And, you know, I was wondering, you might be, what comfort can you give someone when someone is heartbroken, when someone has lost a loved one? Well, you know what I found out? It's easy to give counsel. It's easy to, but when it happens to you, amen, folks, that's a little bit different, amen. You can say, well, the Lord's gonna, she's in heaven and everything, you know, and that is comforting, but, you know, weep with them that weep. There was a preacher, pastor that came up to me, and he didn't say a lot, you know, he didn't preach to me, but he wept with me. You know, I felt a lot of comfort through that because he was there with me. I'm telling you, you need to go talk to somebody that's going through a rough time. I mean, you can tell them everything, you know, trust the Lord, you know, God's gonna, but weep with them that weep is gonna make a difference in their lives. Amen, folks? I guarantee you, because when they see those tears, they're saying, this person loves me. Amen? He cares for me. He cares for me. And so the world, all week long, hate, rejection, and nobody cares for me. Even my family doesn't care for me. So who can care for them? The Lord Jesus Christ and us. Amen, folks? We can care for them. And I think that's, and I'll finish with this. When David was in that cave, he said, nobody cares for me. And I know there's a lot of people in this world that feel the same way. You know, we went to this area, there was nobody was hardly preaching the Word of God there, and so many people have been saved, and I thought about this, and I'll finish with this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. I was thinking about this morning, and you know, there's consequences, folks, with not winning souls. I mean, chapter 2, I'm sorry, 1 Thessalonians, I wrote this down wrong, chapter 2, verse 19. For what is your hope or joy or crown of rejoice? Are not even ye in the presence of the Lord Jesus at his coming? For ye are glory and joy. You know, sad to say, a lot of people are not going to, because they never want anybody to Christ. They never loved anybody. They never cared for anybody. No hope, and they're not going to have the hope of seeing souls saved, or the joy, or the crown of rejoicing. Can you imagine? And you know, I'll have to be honest with you, not that I'm anything, but all these people that we were able to lead to Christ, they come up, they love us so much. You know why I think that is? Because they realize, if this tall, skinny guy from the U.S. wouldn't have come by and told us about, we wouldn't be saved. Amen? We wouldn't have got saved. We wouldn't be going to heaven. And you know, because probably not, because probably nobody would have went by and talked to him about the Lord. How about you this morning, and I'll close with this, finally. Do you have somebody that you've won to Christ? Has there been somebody that you've cared for? Could you say, Brother Larry, I do love souls. The desire of my heart is that people would get saved. The desire of my heart. Could you say that this morning? And I trust that when you get to heaven, a lot of people are going to run up and give you a hug and say, thank you for telling me about Christ. Thank you for caring about me when nobody could care for me. I hope a lot of people come up to you and that happens to you. But wouldn't it be sad if you get to heaven and nobody's waiting for you? Nobody's waiting for you. You know, I'll close with this. That's about the third time. I know preachers always do that. But, you know, a famous dignitary was coming into New York. You heard the story. And the missionary thought it was for him, and it was the president. They were all cheering and everything. But I wonder, how is it going to be in heaven when we make it up there? Are there going to be people waiting for us there, thanking the Lord for our lives, for our ministry? Would you bow your heads and close your eyes this morning? Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, I pray that you'd work in our hearts, help give us a love for people, a love for souls. Lord, help us to desire above all things in this world to win souls to Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you put that desire, that many people, for these dear folks here, their testimony, for their love for souls, could win many people to you. How many say this morning, Brother Larry, I want to have compassion for souls. I want to love people because somebody cared for me. How many say, I want to love people? Raise your hand this morning. I want to try to help people. I want the love of Christ to be shed abroad in my heart for other people. Lord, I pray that you'd bless these dear folks, bless the pastor. Help us to love people and see people saved. And Lord, thank you for this wonderful day you've given us. In your name we pray.